The United States is asking for help to establish security in Iraq and pay for reconstruction. The cost in dollars and U.S. lives has escalated dramatically in recent weeks, forcing the Bush administration to compromise on its plans. Reports say the administration will ask Congress for about $60 billion more to help cover the costs in Iraq. Yesterday, the administration said it's prepared to give the United Nations a larger role in post-war Iraq. A proposed UN resolution offers some concessions in an effort to obtain more international assistance. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
The Bush administration floated the idea of going back to the United Nations for assistance last week as estimates of the U.S. engagement in Iraq mounted. The latest assessment from the Congressional Budget Office this week says that the U.S. Army cannot sustain the current occupation force in Iraq past March unless the U.S. enlarges its army or gets contributions of forces from other military services or from other countries. So the United States is circulating language for a proposed Security Council resolution designed to encourage other countries to help by enhancing the role of the United Nations in Iraq. Secretary of State Colin Powell made the official announcement in an unexpected news conference.
I have already begun discussing this resolution with my colleagues on the Security Council in Capitol.
Powell said he had spoken with the foreign ministers of Britain, Russia, France, and Germany and planned to make more calls, while U.S. Ambassador John Negroponte undertook a similar effort at the United Nations.
This is a draft resolution and now begins the process of discussion with our friends. The initial reactions that I've gotten so far right now are positive.
But Powell cautioned that the discussions are in a preliminary stage, and most of the 15 nations on the Security Council are just getting acquainted with the proposed language of the resolution. It does two things that could ease resistance by some countries to contributing troops or money to the stabilization effort. One is that it calls for a multinational force for Iraq, authorized by the United Nations. Powell says the expanded UN role could attract troops from more countries.
We hope that with this additional demonstration of the will of the international community, it will encourage more countries or make it easier for some countries who are looking at the prospects now to make such a contribution.
Under the resolution, the United States would retain much of the authority over security because the United States would lead the unified command of the international force. Again, Secretary Powell.
There will be an element in the resolution that calls upon the United States as the leader of the military coalition to report on a regular basis to the United Nations, since it is a United Nations authorized multinational force if the resolution passes.
The proposed resolution also offers critics of the U.S.-led occupation of Iraq something approximating a timetable for a U.S. withdrawal of forces. The resolution calls on Iraq's U.S.-appointed governing council to provide a timetable for political steps such as elections to restore Iraq's sovereignty. U.S. officials hope that if the resolution is approved, it could alleviate the growing burden of the occupation on the U.S. military and American taxpayers, partly by stimulating international contributions toward Iraq's reconstruction, the subject of a meeting yesterday in Brussels, attended by officials of the United States, European Union, Japan, World Bank, International Monetary Fund, the UN, the United Arab Emirates, and the U.S.-led Occupation Authority in Iraq. Alan Larson, Undersecretary of State for Economics, attended the meeting. Speaking from Brussels, he said the tenets of the proposed resolution may be political, but could boost aid contributions.
They are the sorts of things that some of our partners internationally have said would facilitate their ability to participate fully. Even though they are political in nature, they have a real effect on the work in the economic sphere.
The meeting in Brussels was held to prepare for a large international donors conference on Iraq to be held in Madrid next month. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.